نحمد ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. وعن زر بن حبيش رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أتيت صفان بن عسان رضي الله عنه وأسأله عن المسح على الخفين فقال ما جاء بك يا زر؟ فقلت ابتغاء العلم. فقال إن الملائكة تضع أجنحتها لطالب العلم رضا بما يطلب. فقلت إنه قد حك في صدري المسح على الخفين بعد الغائط والبول، وكنت امرأ من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، فجئت أسألك هل سمعته يذكر في ذلك شيئا؟ قال نعم، كان يأمرنا إذا كنا سفرا أو مسافرين ألا ننزع خفافنا ثلاثة أيام ولياليهن إلا من جنابة، لكن من غائط وبول ونوم. فقلت هل سمعته يذكر في الهوى شيئا؟ قال نعم، كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفر، فبين نحن عنده إذ ناداه أعرابي بصوت له جهوري يا محمد، فأجابه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نحو من صوته هاء. فقلت له ويحك، أغضض من صوتك، فإنك عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد نهيت عن هذا. فقال والله لا أغضض. قال الأعرابي المرء يحب القوم ولما يلحق بهم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحب يوم القيامة. فما زال يحدثنا حتى ذكر بابا من المغرب مسيرة عرضه، ويسير الراكب في عرضه 40 أو 70 عاما. قال سفيان أحد الرواة قبل الشام خلقه الله تعالى يوم خلق السماوات والأرض مفتوحا للتوبة لا يغلق حتى تطلع الشمس منه. Zir ibn Habaysh radiyallahu anhu narrates, I went to Safwan ibn al-Assal radiyallahu anhu to ask him about the ruling of mashah, passing of wet hands over leather socks. He asked me, why have you come, O Zir? I replied, to seek knowledge. He said, surely the angels spread out their wings for the seeker of knowledge in order to show their pleasure at what he is seeking. I said to him, the ruling with regard to masah on leather socks after passing stool and urine has caused doubts in my heart. You are from among the companions of Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I therefore came to you. Did you hear him saying anything in this regard? He replied, yes. He ordered us that when we are on a journey or travelers, we should not remove our leather socks for 3 days and 3 nights, unless it be for the major impurity, when we need to take a bath. But it is not necessary to remove them from passing stool or urine or end sleeping. I asked, did you hear him saying anything about love? He replied, yes. We were on a journey with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. While we were with him, a Bedouin with a loud voice called out to him saying, O Muhammad. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied him in a similar voice saying, here I am. I said to the Bedouin, woe to you, lower your voice for you are in the presence of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you have been prohibited from raising your voice in the presence. He said, by Allah, I will not lower my voice. The Bedouin then addressed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, what do you have to say about a person who loves a people but has not joined them as yet? What do you say about a person who loves a people but has not joined them as yet? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person shall be with those whom he loved on the day of resurrection. A person shall be with those whom he loved on the day of resurrection. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued talking to us. Eventually he mentioned a door in the west whose width is, or a rider will travel its width for 40 or 70 years. Sufyan, one of the narrators, said, this door is towards Syria. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created it the day he created the heavens and the earth. It is opened for repentance. It will not be shut till the sun arises from it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us mercy. You know, my dear brothers, this statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, that Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, he is one of those closest companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam openly said to him, ya Mu'adh inni uhibbuk, I love you, Mu'adh, openly said to him. So how much love he would have had with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in the lifetime before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes away, he sent him to Yemen, and he was the one who went out to say him for his farewell to when he was leaving. So the riwayat says that Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu was sitting on the horse, riding the horse, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking with him. So while walking, he was giving him advices, and one of the things he said to him that, oh Mu'adh, it looks like this is our last meeting, that when you will come back, you will not find me, you will find my grave. On listening to this, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu started crying very badly, very profoundly. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped him. Mu'adh, in our religion, you're not supposed to cry like this, you know, out loud and, you know. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him one thing, which I want to share. Then he said to him, O Mu'adh, man kana wa haythu man kana, that whomever, in whatever time he lived, and wherever he lived. So closeness and farness is in two things. Either it's in time or either it's in place. So he mentioned both. Whichever time he lives in, and whichever place he lives in. If he follows my sunnah, he is going to be with me on the day of judgment. He is going to be with me in Jannah. He has to follow my sunnah. It doesn't matter which time he lived or which place he lived. So my dear brothers, this is al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Whomever you loved, you're going to be with him. So love, the proof of love is ittiba'. That a person says, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but his life is not matching Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that love is not counted. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you say, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ, this is what love is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم صلى الله تعالى